Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. This morning is going to be an interview with a spiritual being that is called Gaytheon, but he's also very special to me. You will probably hear me throughout the interview call him Papa, and I just want to let you know why I've called him that. For many years, he has been guiding me, and he has been educating me and giving me his wisdom. And I have come to love him like a daughter would love a father. And I know that sounds crazy for some people, but you can love spiritual beings. So I want to introduce him to you, and he has some words of wisdom that he would like to share with humanity.
Hello, Victoria. It is nice to speak to you again. You may call me Gaytheon or Gaytheon. It does not really matter which one. I have been asked to speak on behalf of an organization of spiritual beings that have been referred to as the Collective. Now, before you get your hackles up, the word collective simply means an organization of beings. We are not involved in some kind of political thing. It's just a name, but apparently that name has been used not only in science fiction, but also it has been used to explain groupings of people that are socialists, I believe. Yes, that's what I have come to perceive. I am here today to talk not only with Victoria, whom I consider to be like a daughter. Her and I have had many conversations about things that are not only taking place on this planet, but have also taken place on other planets as well. For many years, Victoria and I have discussed the happenings in this world, and for many years, I have tried to guide her and to give her information that would improve the quality of not only her life, but other people. Victoria is an accomplished writer. She has several top-selling books. She also publishes a magazine, which I will not mention at this time, but she teaches people how to grow food, and there are thousands of people that are involved in this. So I want you to understand something. For Victoria and Michael to come out and do this truly does not benefit any of the things that they do as far as a way to earn a living. But the collective and I and other beings that are referred to as the neutrals, simply because they are neutral and don't necessarily choose either good or bad things, but kind of keep to themselves, there's a loose organization of these beings, and we work together for the betterment of humanity. I would like Victoria also to, at some point, to show the people our symbol, one that we have created, which means the harvesting of humanity, that we harvest the best, the brightest, and the most capable, and use them to further the good things that humanity is supposed to be doing, not the reverse, because of the intrusion and the terrible things that the reptilians are doing on your planet.
Yes, Papa and I have had many discussions about world events, and because he has given me this information, I have also put out what I, 6 years ago, information about Russia and China and how the Middle East would dramatically change, and not to take your eyes off the Middle East. I've been saying this for about 6 years now, and most of the information that I got came from Gaytheon. So I just wanted you guys to know that when they tell me things, I try and warn you. Whether or not you pay attention to that is up to you. But this morning we want to kind of talk about how you can try and stay happy and sane in an insane world, because the world we live in is an illusion. And for those of you who are aware of the Matrix movies, you should know that what we currently have on Earth is not real. Everything is based in an illusion. So, Papa, how would you handle this? What kind of advice would you give to somebody?
Well, the first thing I would say is, in order to understand a thing, you must first come to know a thing. And many of the people in this world are being kept in a state of near sleep by the energy that is being projected across your entire planet. Some of this is directed locally, some of it is directed regionally, and some of it is directed nationally. and even a greater amount is being directed internationally. I'm sure that the people that listen to me talking may not necessarily understand or even believe this, Victoria, but the entire planet is bathed in an energy wave that is not very easy to detect. And this energy wave is being projected from your moon by the aliens that dwell on the moon, and that people should know about this. This energy wave keeps everyone in a state of ongoing hostility. The wiser you are, the easier it is to avoid this, but the less intelligent people are being suppressed. And also this energy suppresses your psionic abilities, your abilities to use your mind, your telepathy. Of course, there are exceptions to this, and there are those that have awakened and are aware of this. And they move away from civilized areas because it drives them insane.
Yeah.
Your cities were created to drive you mad. And most people are not aware of this. You are bathed constantly in different types of frequencies and energies and Wi-Fi signals. And all of these things are screwing with your mind, and it's being done on purpose. Of course, I'm not saying that you shouldn't use your technology, and that, for example, a cell phone is a wonderful thing. But most people are unaware that the cell phone was designed to essentially microwave your mind and your brain and to reorganize your thoughts. If you believe this, then you must protect yourself from these devices, much the way this leader of yours, this Steve Jobs, were you aware this man who created all of these
Apple.
Things for... Yes, he would not even allow his children to have any of these devices because he knew that it was scrambling their brain. You see... This kind of technology is never given to humanity without necessarily having to pay a price. So you see, when the reptilians release more technology, which, by the way, you have amazing technology that has been shelved for 20, 30 years that could transform your world, you can thank your reptilian leaders for that. Oh, and if you want to know if someone is a reptilian or not, it's very simple. They are attempting to create a world that is completely unrealistic and that is entirely synthetic. They are the ones who want to flood your local municipalities and principalities with all of these refugees to basically overthrow your government, but to do it with a huge refugee army. And that is exactly what is going on. But you do have a chance for having things to be redeemed in time. And I think Victoria and I will talk more about that. I'm sorry I'm being a bit long-winded.
It's okay, Papa. Also, you're rocking in the chair.
He's making noises. It is what I do. I'm making noises, and I apologize.
I am sorry, Papa.
It is comfortable for me to
yes,
rock.
It is. Yes. You are absolutely right. You know, when you say these things to most people, they just can't wrap their heads around it because, you know, you see people in their cars now, they sit at street corners and they text, or they go through red lights, or because they're not paying attention. And this is what technology has actually done to us. It's frying our brain cells. And I watch people all the time using their phones. Mike and I have made a pact with each other quite some time ago that we would only ever have a cell phone for emergencies. But I never use it otherwise because I know what it actually does to your brain and how it stops your third eye from functioning properly. So, Papa, if somebody's interested in trying to raise their energy levels and they're also interested in trying to learn more about spirituality, how would you advise them about going about protecting their third eye?
I do not think people would like my answer. It actually is a very difficult thing when you choose to explore spirituality. Many people perceive it to be as someone sitting in a corner somewhere going Om Shamami or some other thing that would be said during the practice. But initially, Victoria, the first and most important thing that anyone should do if they wish to connect more spiritually is to free themselves from technology.
Yes.
It is technology is a two-edged sword. There are times when you need it, of course, like Victoria does have a cell phone, but she keeps it deep in her purse and she never places it directly against her forehead or the side of her head as other people do. They have the device right in front of their eyes all the time. It is very dangerous for you, and I suggest that you do research to free yourself from these devices. They are enslaving your mind, and it's all part of a greater plan to use an artificial intelligence to begin to regulate people.
Mm.
The main reason all of the cell phone technology was allowed to be released is because you will be able to control people significantly easier when they carry a small computer that is essentially a bioweapon and a reprogramming device in your pocket. Now, I understand with the need of people that you need to travel, you're in some place, you don't know where, you need to have a phone. Yes, of course, use the phone, but do not take the phone on your body. Do not put it on your hip. Do not put it against your ear or anywhere around your brain, because it works with a microwave device that literally microwaves your mind, your brain.
Exactly. We've had a cell phone for quite a few years, but I very rarely use it. So if most people want to contact us, you have to use email, because I'm not going to fry my brains, and I have decided that I can live my life without a cell phone. And I want to remind people that long before cell phones came around, we used pay phones and we had a house phone. And there's nothing wrong with that. In our family, we have educated our sons about cell phones. Of course, once they reach adulthood, that's up to them what they want to do. But they are very aware of what they do. And if you are not sure, the best thing to do, and we encourage you to do this anyway, is to go research it. But there is some new medical journals out there about some of the things that can happen to you by using this kind of technology. For many people, though, they're not going to believe this. They're not going to believe that this is channeling, and that's okay. We're going to say it every single time that we do an interview. You don't have to believe any of this. So that should discontinue anybody who doesn't really want to listen anymore. If you don't believe it, don't listen. So also, Papa, I wanted to talk about how people can start figuring how we're going to get rid of this reptilian invasion for humanity. What do we need to do? Obviously, come together as people.
You must clearly define yourself as human. You must associate with other people that use logic and common sense, because I want you to understand something. What you are seeing in your country is essentially the result of dozens of years of programming and mind control. And of course, your colleges have all been taken over by these nasty beings, some of which are genuine. Some of the people that believe these things truly do believe them. They truly believe that, for example, your current president, who just got elected, that this is an evil and diabolical human being, but yet nothing could be further from the truth. I find it interesting that politics is essentially controlled violence.
Yes.
But now it is no longer controlled violence, it is uncontrolled violence. And if you recall, Victoria, years ago when we discussed another book that you have published earlier in your life, that was quite a phenomenal book, explained what our thoughts were about politics. Those who engage in politics become contaminated by the very nature of it. But there are good people now coming to the rise and want to see the return of freedoms that all people deserve. And I must tell you that you must rally behind this man, at least for a time, so that you can regain some of your freedoms, the plans that the other side had for you. And it doesn't matter if you are part of that other side or not. Let me tell you, when you serve darkness, eventually you pay the ultimate price. Mm. You may have things a little easier for a few years, but I'm going to tell you this. The reptilians wanted the majority of all of humanity destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And those that were working with the reptilians, once the changes came, would be among some of the first that would be slain.
Yes, well, it's kind of like the Night of the Long Knives, Papa. You always keep your enemies closer with you. So what's going on right now is that the reptilians are trying to take back the government because they know they're losing control. I do want to say, though, as an Australian who has been legal resident in this country for 23 years, I came here to America because of your constitution, because it was a way to protect people. And there are very few countries that have such a great constitution as America does. And Donald Trump is actually not changing the Constitution at all. He is bringing it back to its original purpose And if you look at what he's done, he's undoing the executive orders that were going to take away your constitutional rights. And if you really study the Constitution and what's going on right now, the man is just giving you back what you're entitled to. No matter what you're told, you need to research some of these constitutional orders, because I don't see anything that he is doing right now that is against our Constitution.
Something else that all people should know is that the rule of law is not just for humanity. And I believe Victoria has talked about this before, about how humanity perceives that they are the owners of this planet. But in reality, this is a planet that was seeded for the purpose of connecting alien species with the spirit realm, because aliens have already connected with the spirit realm and can pass through dimensions and commune with them at a regular basis, kind of like what Victoria does. But what I want you to understand is that this truly is not your planet. And once humanity understands that they are more caretakers of the planet as opposed to the owners, things will improve. And let me tell you something. There are some amazing things that are ahead of you. One of the first things that you must be concerned with is your ability to survive. And I'm going to tell you that if you live in some of the larger cities, you must leave them. And you must leave the coastlines, as you have been warned from before. There are many events that are about to happen on this planet, some of which will take humanity to the very brink of extinction. However, if you make the right choices as a race, if you choose to come together on things that, for example, the majority of us already know, like the importance to come together with other beings in your own universe, this is what will separate you and allow you to understand that the great trials and tribulations are about to happen. And there are many things that you can do if you choose to survive, one of which is you should leave the cities. If it hasn't resonated with you yet, understand this. Imagine New Orleans, I believe, during the Hurricane Katrina?
Katrina.
Yes. This is an example of what will take place across the world, especially if you are not at a high enough height, and there is still going to be some serious things that humanity is going to have to overcome, let me tell you. But you must prepare. You must leave the cities. The cities are a death trap. If within 48 hours of trucks not being able to get into the city, you will begin to starve and other people will begin to look for food and water. And if you are in the city, my goodness, you had better find a place that no one knows about, and you had better keep to yourself and remain quiet during these things. But there are going to be earthquakes, very bad earthquakes, over the next 6 months. So bad that at one point people will rise up and demand to know what is going on. But at that point you will be able to look up into the sky. Now I know that we're talking about ways to make yourself happier and how to feel better about things and how to use positive energy. All of that is wonderful. But that will not matter if you are within 100 miles of any coastline when all of this goes down.
Yeah, you know, I want to say to people that we were told this, like, I don't know, what, 10 years ago? And we used to live in Florida. So I used to wake up at night and I would say that I wanted to move. And this was before we actually started having these conversations about moving to the mountains. I never felt comfortable in Florida. I always felt that we needed to get out of the state. And then Gaetheon and I started talking about the events that are coming in the next 5 to 10 years. So we moved to Colorado and we moved up into the mountains because we knew that it was a place where we could be safe. And I'm not saying to people that you've got to do it, like you have to do it today. I'm telling you that you need to start making arrangements. You need to start looking where you can go to. And if you have a secondary place, you need to make arrangements to exit the city. If chaos comes to the cities, you need to have a route that you can exit, and don't travel on the main roads because that's where everybody else is going to be.
And one other thing you want to prepare, you need to have some food and water, and you will need a location. Now look, if you don't know where to go, what location, I'm going to tell you now. You must move away from the coastlines. There are going to be incredible changes when you see magnitude 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe even as high as 13 on earthquakes that are, will continue to happen. There's a chance that almost every major volcano on the planet will blow its top. Hopefully not. That is what we are hoping for. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you live on the East Coast or West Coast of America, you will not survive. So the best way to keep your joy and your happiness is to move to a place where you know that you have a chance to survive, such as what Victoria and her family have done.
You know, we don't want to be the bringers of bad news all the time, but here's the problem. The media is not telling you about the earthquakes that are occurring. When was the last time you saw something that the media told you about the earthquakes? Or here's another thing. Fukushima levels of radiation in the ocean are now being recorded, and up in Oregon, they're having cesium rates, and this is not even being discussed in the media. So you're being lied to continually. They're not going to tell you the truth of what's going on. And so people like us are trying to warn you.
While you're on the subject of radiation, there's a few things. Since we're doing, I think you'll need to switch the photograph of this one, Victoria, because so much for being happy. But I need to tell you this. You should be taking some type of iodine every day. Nascent iodine is perhaps the best. It is one of the purest forms, and you should look for suppliers of this. Your whole family should be on it, because let me tell you what else they have planned for you. The whole purpose behind radioactive material, initially when it was created, was to be able to fuel zero-point energy. And there was also, with radiation, came a curative, where it could be nullified and neutralized, but that technology has been suppressed. Whether or not it will come out at some point, it must, it should, because unfortunately, you have one of the worst possible events that is going on called Fukushima. Now, if you don't understand what has been taking place, you need to do your own homework. But this is essentially an extinction-level event that is spreading through your ocean, and that each day, tons of radioactive materials are being flushed into the ocean, and this has been going on for many years. Mm. I believe, Victoria, you discussed this in your magazine, but what I want you to understand about this is that this is only the beginning. There are dozens of nuclear plants scattered proportionately throughout the Earth, and as events take place where there will be interruptions of power and additional earthquakes, a lot of these forms of energy have been built in the worst possible places on purpose. For example, the one called El Diablo out in California is built right on the San Andreas Fault, is it not?
Yes.
Well, this plan has been in existence from the reptilians as an Operation Spoilsport. You see, they know when long-term power is disrupted, which is part of this plan, that a lot of these different places will start to go critical. You'll have a China syndrome, I believe they used to call
the
it.
The movie.
Yes, where there will be meltdown, very much like Fukushima. This is going to happen worldwide when power is disrupted for a period of time, when there are huge earthquakes and other tsunamis, because there are many of these plants that are also located close to coastal lines and other things. So the purpose of this was to make sure that at least 70% of the population will be exposed to lethal levels of radiation over time, which is another reason to move out in the middle of nowhere if you can do so.
Yes, we were watching something the other day about the events that have been happening in California. First of all, they have drought for so many years, and now they have this massive flooding, and we know that HARP can manipulate weather. So, and then we look at where they've planted these nuclear power plants, and it's just like a powder keg ready to go off, because now the rains have softened the earth and now we have all these nuclear problems that could occur.
I'm very sorry to tell you this, but if you live close to the coastline in California, absolutely nothing will save your life. Absolutely nothing. And it has been done on purpose. Not only, Victoria, are there nuclear devices planted deep within the mantle at strategic locations along the San Andreas Fault, but also they have been fracking along these lines too to weaken this. And as you know, we are discovering wherever there is the wrong kind of fracking going on, that it actually creates perforations along the coastal lines and along the interior lines between plate tectonics. And this is what is going to happen. They all are aware of this, your scientists and other people. They are trying to trigger one of the largest earthquakes in human history, and they wish to essentially undo parts of California. There are reasons why the reptilians wish this done. First of all, millions of humans will die when this happens. And I have to tell you that despite all the rhetoric that you hear about how wonderful California is, it's actually going to be done to kill as many people as possible. California is a huge state, and it controls many different things. That it's one of the most, I believe, one of the biggest economies in the world. It's as big as Japan, but there are things that have been done in California that cannot be undone. And if you live there, my advice would be to move as far into the middle of the country as possible, especially somewhere that is at least a mile high, so that when the tsunamis come from these horrible earthquakes and events that will be done to trigger a massive earthquake, well, you know, a huge catastrophe like this would be of biblical proportions and would allow the reptilians to escape. They are going to try to escape within a cloud of earthquakes and, of course, other events that will happen through the universe, the solar storms, those kind of things.
There, if people are very religious and they're reading their Bible and they're saying, oh, it's prophesied, I want to tell you that as human beings, we have the ability now to create prophecy. So if you look at the way that HARC can maneuver weather and CERN can create earthquakes, whether or not you believe this, prophecy is being fulfilled through the reptilians. You're reading a book that basically had a lot of fallacy in it, but it also had truth that was around long before some monk sat behind a desk and started writing. These beings are actually creating prophecy so that you will believe more in this religious fallacy, so that you're distracted and that you will not rise up and you will feel fearful and incompetent because you're believing that there is going to be this almighty being called Jesus who is going to come down and slay these beings. And I'm telling you that that's not the case. This whole prophecy that's being created is to nullify you from stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yes, and also, Victoria, we know over the last several hundred years, a majority of the faiths in America were created specifically for the purpose to keep people divided and from gaining additional spiritual knowledge. I believe we had several examples, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Baptists, the Mormons, I'm very sorry, people, to tell you this, but all of these faiths were created within the last several hundred years. And you need to ask yourself something. You know, why should you fall for these faiths? Look at the creators, the originators of these faiths. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses, Charles Taze Russell is the founder of this faith, but he was a terrible human being. He did many terrible things, not only to the people that believed him, but his own wife.
Yes.
He cheated on her. He was called one of the most despicable men. From a judge who was reviewing the divorce case where he tried to leave his wife penniless. There are other examples like that, Victoria, that most people are unaware of, and they follow these faiths and religions that are designed for one purpose, to keep you in the lowest possible energy level, but to deceive you, to make you think that you're following the commandments of God, many of which were created long before the Bible was ever written. And I think we've mentioned before in your discussions that many of the stories in the Bible were taken right from the Sumerian tablets.
Yes, they were. And when I finally found out that my whole life was a lie, being raised as a Jehovah's Witness, I went through some really emotional ups and downs for a while, didn't I, Papa? I was really angry. I was crying. I thought my whole life had been a lie. But one thing that came out of this was that I learned that you can always grow up past a lie, and you can always learn to be a better person. Just because you've been lied to doesn't mean you have to become a creep. It means that you should become a champion for other people, and you should educate them and help them realize that they're living in these lies too.
And that is the real truth today, Victoria. I mean, we did start out with this conversation thinking that we'd do a nice, happy, fun audio where we could tell people how to make life better for themselves. But the ultimate thing that you need to do is learn the truth.
Yes.
And whether or not you hear it from us or whether or not you believe any of this, personally, is not my concern. But my concern is that you at least listen to the words that are being said and apply them to your life and see if they are true or false. Is that not the ultimate way to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, which is what we all must be doing? And one other final thing I'd like to say before I must go about other business is this. It is critically important, if you wish to understand the events that are about to befall humanity, that you continue to listen to these podcasts, because many different beings, some of which I have never even truly had the interaction with, are coming forward who wish to tell you that they are all around you. Look around you. When events happen that you cannot explain, when you see your leaders doing things that are absolutely insane, and why would they do them, then you need to apply what we have said. Does it make sense that a leader of the free world, or any leader of the free world, for example, this Merkel woman, has completely betrayed her people, and this is precisely the plan that's coming here to America. Fortunately, I believe you may have stopped it, at least initially, but they are going to try to overthrow your country, and the socialists wish to take over, and they want to murder millions of you, especially if you happen to have a little bit of intelligence and can see through all of this. So you need to be prepared, and you need to be ready to stand up against these people who wish to rob you and steal from you. It is finally time for people to come together, and they are beginning to see the lies all across the world. All of your leaders are ensnared in pedophilia and in satanic ritual. You must stand up for your freedom, or you will not have it. And trust me, if they get their way, millions upon millions of you will die.
I also want to say something before we go, because this has been a very interesting interview, is that if you still believe in the Bible after everything that we tell you or you research yourself, there is a scripture in Acts, and I know a lot about the Bible because I was raised around it and I had to learn it every day of my life. But in the last days, men, you know, the old men would start dreaming, the young men would start prophesying. Your daughters will dream dreams. Your daughters will speak. This is actually occurring right now. And I can't remember. I think it's like Acts 15:21. I can't remember the exact scripture. But we are prophesying. We are telling you what's going on. So if you don't want to listen to that, then I don't know who you're going to take your advice from.
Well, look, we don't want to beat up on the audience here. But what we do want to say is that if it doesn't make sense, research it.
Yeah.
Find out for yourself. You have been given intelligence for a reason. And humanity must continue its upward rise. It must reach out to the stars. And that actually is part of the plan of your current administration here in America. And also there are those worldwide that believe that, yes, you can have a new world order as long as it is based on fairness, trust, and trade, of course, which is one of the universal constants. The entire multiverse functions on trade deals, whether you realize this or not, so you probably picked the right person at the right time to help you out. But believe me, you must choose a side, whether people want it or not. The spiritual conflict is about to happen. Good versus evil. It's no longer Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, or whatever name you wish to give it. You're going to have to stand up for what's right and the rule of law, because if you don't, your country will be swept away.
Well, on that note, we'll say goodbye to Gaetheon, and I really want to thank him for doing this interview. It has taken me years to get him to want to speak, because he's just not that kind of spirit. He pretty much keeps to himself in that regard. But if you have any questions, please sign up for our newsletter, and we will let you know when the podcasts are coming through, especially with Spirit Airwaves. We have a whole bunch of programs designed. The spirits are actually taking over this program, by the way. They're the ones deciding what they're going to say, when they're going to say it. So I want to wish you a great day, everybody. If you go out in the sun, protect your skin, because that sun's pretty bad out there right now. Anyway, have a great day, and I'll speak to you again. Thank you.